Well, it's the top of the hour, and it's time for another Paper Source podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Mancaro, and tonight we're going to be talking about high-tech marketing for your note business, how to find notes through the Internet, social media, et cetera. And I know of no one more expert at that subject than our guest tonight, Simon White. Simon, welcome to the podcast.
Hi there, Bill, and thanks for having me on. So how do we want to do this? You want to ask me some questions, or shall I just talk about...
I want to, first of all, ask you to tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, yeah, well, I was in the corporate world for about 12 or so years before I quit, about 9 years ago now. And since then, I've been involved in real estate and notes. And for about the last 8 years, I've actually had a marketing company that helps just small businesses, note investors, real estate people, different types of businesses with their online marketing. You might call it high-tech marketing. Some people call it digital marketing. All of the same type of things.
So when you were in the corporate world, was that involved with high-tech companies as well?
Yeah. I started with Nokia when Nokia was a really big company back in 92, I think it was. And that's when cell phones were pretty big. They weren't smartphones. And I pretty much was in that industry until I left 9 years ago. I've been involved in the high tech space pretty much since I left university.
Okay. Well, I got a hot tip on a stock a number of years ago, from a company called Lucent, and I bought the stock at, I think it was about, I don't know, $40 or $35 a share. So I bought, you know, a few shares that I could afford, and it went up to 90, and I thought, wow, I'm really going to make some money. And I didn't look at it for a while, and then I looked at it one time, and it was $1.50. So I hope no one's asking me for stock tips, but that's my experience with high-tech, high-tech investment. So,
Well, even currency is high-tech now with Bitcoin.
That's true. That is true. Well, good. Well, we have a number of callers on the line and a number of listeners from all over the country. So I wanted to begin by, now that you've given us some of your background, and we know that you are expert in the subject of high-tech marketing, particularly for note and real estate investors and brokers. First, I guess the obvious question is, can an investor or a broker, investor and broker are both looking for notes, can they use web-based marketing to accomplish that goal?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially if you're looking for seller finance type notes. If you just go to Google and type in sell my real estate note, you'll see there's a lot of companies that are actually ranking for that. You know, they come up, and they're there for a reason, because you can actually generate leads. And we do as well every day through different means. We do Google Organic SEO optimization, and we do pay-per-click advertising. And we'll talk a little bit about those throughout this little podcast. And hopefully shed a little bit of light on how you can actually use the web and a website to generate some leads for yourself.
All right. Well, how do you get started? If you say you've got a website set up already, but you know you're not really sure what to do with it. Where do you go to? I remember somebody once saying that setting up a website is like setting up a convenience store in the Sahara Desert.
Build it and they will come doesn't really work.
So what does work? What's the first thing a person should do in getting traffic to their website?
Yeah, well, let's assume you've got the website, and in 2017, that website needs to be suitable for viewing on your mobile phone, on your iPad, on your desktop, or on your laptop, because now Google is the biggest search engine for the U.S. anyway. If you're going to do any sort of lead generation online, probably you'll find that 50 to 70 or 80% of the people coming to your website are on a mobile phone now. That's changed a lot over the last few years, and now it's predominantly mobile, and so it needs to be mobile responsive.
Well, isn't there a website you can go to and see if you're...
Yes, there is. If you just Google, just go to Google and type in mobile-friendly website test, and it'll bring up a site for you that's run by Google. All you do is put your URL in there, and it will scan your site and say if it likes it or not. And if it comes up non-mobile friendly, that's something you definitely need to address now, because Google this year has said it's going to give preferential treatment to websites that come up in that are mobile friendly. I know I've talked about this the last couple of years, but now Google has come out and said that mobile websites will get preference over desktop websites. So
your first advice is that your website needs to be mobile friendly, and Google that subject. What do you look for in Google to find out if your site is mobile friendly?
Mobile friendly website test or mobile friendly test, and it'll come up with a Google Webmaster Tool link, and it just scans your site and gives you a quick
evaluation. If you find out your website is not mobile friendly, is that something you can click a button and make it mobile friendly, or how do you get it to be mobile friendly?
Well, really, it's probably going to involve some code change to your website. If you're using WordPress, which probably most people on the call probably are, because it's the most dominant system for.
So, if you have a website that's through WordPress, is there something on WordPress that you can click and make it mobile friendly, or is it more complicated than that?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. Typically, it has to be a theme that's been designed to be mobile-friendly. And if it's a modern theme, all the modern themes for the last 2-3 years have been mobile-friendly.
If you know a little bit about WordPress and about how to create a theme, and you can do this yourself. Otherwise, I assume you have to find a professional to make your website mobile-friendly.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. There's plenty of people that will do that for you. Just Google them.
I assume at a reasonable cost as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to cost you anywhere from $500 if it's a simple site up to several thousand dollars, maybe more if it's, you know, if you want something very sophisticated and very, very artistically pleasing. But you don't. Most websites for note investors don't need to be too complicated.
Well, no. How much would it cost to make the Obamacare website mobile friendly, you think?
Probably it's government. It's probably going to be about $5 to $10 billion.
Okay, just a question. So your first piece of advice is your website needs to be mobile friendly.
Yeah.
Okay. What would be the second in priority for someone who has a website and they're looking for notes, let's say, or perhaps real estate, but let's stick with notes for the moment. Probably general advice anyway. What's another thing that is very important for you to know or to do?
Well, you want your website really to be found by the search engine, and the biggest one is obviously Google, and to a lesser extent Bing. Google has about 80% of the search market, so when people go into Google, you want your website to be found. And there's a few different places to be found on the Google search results page when you search for, say, note buyer Alabama or note buyer Texas. you'll see various different types of results. For note buyer, you'll probably see, well, you will see typically four ads at the top of the page. And by them, it's in a little square box, it will say add. And typically there's four results. And they are paid adverts, so people are actually paying for people to, for Google to put the website at the top of the page. And every time someone clicks on one of those links, it's going to cost you anywhere from $1 to $10 in the note space is what we found. So it just depends how competitive, how many people are bidding on the same keyword at that time. So that's one place that you can, you know, start. That's the easiest, but maybe the most costly way to generate leads immediately. You can set up a Google AdWords account and start driving clicks to your website in the next 24 hours, no problem.
Well, are there people trolling the website, going on the internet and saying, boy, I've got this really good seller finance note that I want to sell, and I'm looking for somebody to buy it? I mean, does that really happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every day. Yeah. I mean, you can just see, you know, there's a lot of, you know, professional note investors that are spending their money every single day. So that kind of proves that they're getting some sort of decent ROI. But we've generated leads for a long time now through both organic and paid advertising. Now, I will say this, you do get some weird stuff because one of the main keywords was related to notes, you know, it was sell my notes or something like that. And that used to be a great keyword, but recently, because of the Galaxy Note, a lot of people are clicking on your site because they want to sell their cell phone, not their promissory note. So,
oh, yeah. Well, I saw somebody a similar kind of a thing. They set up a website called Notes Exchange. It's NotesExchange. But if you look at that, I mean, it sounds okay verbally, but if you look at that in print, you know, on your
screen,
it looks like Notes Sexchange.
Yes. Yeah, you have to be very careful picking your domain name sometimes because it can be strange.
Exactly. We'll talk. Our guest today is Simon White, and Simon is an expert in marketing for notes on the internet and in other high-tech ways. And you're certainly welcome to ask some questions. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a minute. Simon, if you would give us a little information about how people can contact you.
Oh, well, the easiest way is go to my website, localblitzmarketing.com or localblitz.com, and give me a call, fill in the contact web page, I've already spoken to a few people today through my live chat. You'll see I've got it on my website. It's also on the PaperSource Seminars website at the moment and on the PaperSource University. So if you want to get me in real time, that's one of the good places to actually reach me.
Okay. Good. You mentioned the PaperSource Seminars website. You are speaking at the next event, which is our annual event. We at the PaperSource, we only do one a year, and so we put everything we have into that one annual event and make it a blowout as best we can every year. Simon, you'll be teaching at the one coming up at the end of April in Las Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been chatting to a few people today, actually, on the PaperSource webinars, the PaperSource seminars page, and a lot of people are asking really good questions about the upcoming events, and pretty excited.
Good. Yeah, we set up a chat room there at papersourceseminars.com if you want to go there and chat with Simon. And there's also a pop-up. You can ask him questions as well. And that's coming up at the end of April. Simon will be teaching there. We have well over a dozen teachers at this point. John Schaub, Tom Henderson, Jeff Armstrong, a lot of well-known names, and some people that you will not hear at other events. and it's going to be something. So please check that out, papersourceseminars.com. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. If those of you who would like to ask Simon White any questions you might have about web-based marketing, social media marketing, just hit *6 on your phone, and you'll be connected, and we'll get to your call as soon as we can, *6. Simon, you mentioned paid advertising, and then you said something that was a little term of art there, organic advertising. What is organic? I know what organic diets are and eating organically, but I suspect that has nothing to do with it. What is
well,
organic?
It's basically content and websites that come up in Google search that you haven't paid for. It's content on your site that Google deems is relevant to what someone is searching for. So it rewards websites that have good content on them by giving them preferential treatment and ranking them on page one of Google for that particular search terms. So there's a number of techniques you need to do to actually achieve a page one rankings. And as you know, the paper source, it ranks for lots of different keywords related to note investing and note brokering and stuff. And I know for a fact that quite a few people have found the paper source through just Google, because we see it all the time when they say, how did you find this? And they said, I did a Google search.
Okay. Well, we've been working out for a long time, and I should tell people, in the interest of full disclosure, Simon does our IT work, our information technology, our web work, and make sure that the paper source ranks high when someone is looking for some keywords that relate to the note business. The note industry, and Simon has been very successful. We've worked together for quite a number of years now. And
6 or 7, I think now. Something like that. It's been a long time. So some of the technical details of SEO are, there's two main factors you need to consider. So there's the content on your website, so you need to write about notes and trustees and those types of keywords that are related to promissory notes and selling and buying them. So you need to write decent length articles. We've found over the years now that the more content you write, the better your site will rank in Google. It just rewards sites that have a lot more content than sites that just have a few pages. So if you really want to be, ranked for lots of keywords in Google, you've got to be a good writer, or you've got to hire someone that doesn't mind writing a lot of stuff. So that's something to consider if you want to try and generate what some people consider free traffic, but it really isn't free, because it's your time or someone else's time that has to be put into writing that content and uploading it to the website and keeping it maintained. So there's a few basic guidelines to follow when you're trying to write some content for Google. The first thing to do is actually go to Google Keyword Planner, and it will help you figure out what type of keywords you should be writing about in your articles that you're going to put on your website.
Google Keyword Planner, did you say?
Yeah, it's Google Keyword Planner, yeah. It used to be called something else, but now it's just called Keyword Planner. It's okay. Part of AdWords. It's part of the tool that is designed to help you figure out what keywords people are searching for. And it's really part of the AdWords platform, but it's ideal for planning on what keywords you want to rank for in the organic results.
Okay. If
so
you want to ask,
once you
go ahead, if you want to ask Simon a question, perhaps about your personal website, your business website, you have any particular questions for Simon? Just hit *6 on your phone, and we'll get you on. I'm sorry, Simon, you wanted to say something more about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a few key points as to what should be in the right type of content on your page. You should be it should be in the title tag, which is a property of the website. So your keyword should be in there. So if you want to rank for, you know, note buyers should be in your title tag. And if you don't know what the title tag is, ask your web guy or Google it. And a good thing to do is actually to have the keyword you want to rank for actually in the URL. So if we have, you know, xyzcapital.com/notebuyer, that's a good URL if we're trying to rank for the keyword note buyer. And then that keyword itself should be in, within the contents, you know, just one or two times. And you know, if it's 500 or 1,000 words, that's a good amount of content to help Google understand what that page is about. And then ideally one or two images. So that's kind of just a basic outline of what one page on your website should look like if you want to rank for that particular keyword.
If you pay attention to SEO issues, that is search engine optimization issues, SEO, you hear a lot about squeeze pages. Could you tell us what they're all about, and is that something we should be looking at doing?
Well, yeah, you can use squeeze pages to some extent more with PPC than with SEO, because squeeze pages typically only have a little bit of content on them. And they're designed to do one thing, is to try and force the or entice the website visitor to give up some information, typically a name, email. But in the note industry, you know, you typically want a bit more information than that, so name, email, telephone number, and some basic information about the note that they want to sell. So, yeah, we definitely use squeeze pages, but generally not so much in the organic side, more on the paid side, because we can drive people directly to a squeeze page, where with SEO, we're at the whim of Google if it wants to rank a squeeze page, and typically they don't like to award thin pages, which squeeze pages typically are. They don't like to reward those too well in the search engine. So you're really driving traffic that you control to a squeeze page from PPC or from email or some other means other than organic SEO.
Go ahead. No, that's all right.
I was just going to say, one of the other things, you can use internet marketing with direct mail. A good strategy is actually to drive people from direct mail, your letters or postcards, to your squeeze page, you know, to get some, you know, maybe have some basic information about their note, but maybe you can drive them from offline to online so you can then follow up via email and stuff.
What do you think of these sites that have notes listed for sale? Note Network used to be one of them. Rustalby has crashed and burned, but there are others out there. You have an opinion on those? Is that a good place to find notes?
Well, I've never actually bought or sold anything through one of those, and I know there's a lot more of them now. But what I've heard is generally that's they're chains of people trying to sell a note. So there's one guy who has the note, and then he knows another guy who knows another guy who knows another guy. So that's what I've heard. I don't actually have any first-person experience with those sites, but I don't know.
I do know a little bit about that. I know that to some of the sites guard against that. They do their best to make sure that the notes listed are not part of a broker daisy chain where somebody's claiming to have a note for sale where actually they just found it somewhere else on the internet, and who knows how far, you know, the person that they are, you know, it could go back 10 people and before you ever find the note holder. LoanMLS.com is one that's
I've heard of that one, yeah.
Yeah, they do their best to control that and make sure you don't fall into they're a good company, LoanMLS.com, for those of you who are not familiar with it.
That's good to know, yeah.
Okay, Okay, you've mentioned very important for your site to be mobile friendly. You've mentioned good SEO, search engine optimization. You mentioned PPC, which we should tell people if you don't know the term pay-per-click. Of course, that can be very expensive. Is it really worth it to pay a dollar or more per click? Go ahead.
It is for some people. You've got to, when you're doing this, the note brokering or note investing, you've got to be a marketing guy, and you've also got to be a bit of a salesperson and problem solver. So if you can't deal with people when they call you or fill out a form on your website, maybe that's not for you. But there are plenty of people that actually make a good living by generating leads online and either brokering or buying them for themselves. You just look at who's in the search results when you Google note buyer or something. Those people have been there for years, most of them. So it's definitely a good ROI for those people that can stick it out and figure out how to make those leads work for them. I will say this, that leads from the internet are probably never going to be as good as a referral or maybe even a lead that comes to you from your direct mail marketing. It's just because every man and his dog will, try to sell their notes through the internet if they think they can. One of the things I find, they will shop you around a lot more. We have a number of sites that generate leads, and we've seen the same person fill out a request for a note quote 3 times on different sites that we have. So internet leads are a bit harder to convert than referrals or very solid direct mail leads. But having said that, they are very easy to generate. And the good thing is, certainly with pay-per-click, you can turn them on or off. So there's pros and cons to using the internet for buying owner carryback notes.
You've talked about websites. Let's go to the issue of the area of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera. Is that a good place for someone in the note business to be in that space and marketing for their business and trying to find notes? And if so, how do you do it?
Well, it is and it isn't. It depends what your goal is. With social media, you're trying to find people. Let's say you're trying to buy people that actually own owner carryback notes. On Facebook, that is very difficult to actually target. Because people don't typically say, unless they're a note investor, and they don't identify that they have notes for sale. So if you're looking for the one guy in the middle of Texas that has one note, Facebook is very really not the best place to use for finding that one guy. Now, on Facebook, you do find a lot of people that are brokers and investors now, more so than you did a few years ago. So there's a lot of people trying to sell you notes on Facebook. So they're easy to find. But the actual real gold that is typically found through direct mail or even pay-per-click advertising, it's a lot more difficult on Facebook because it's a different style of advertising on Facebook. It's not search-based. So when someone goes to Google, they're looking for a solution typically because they want to sell their notes. But on Facebook, they're being more social. So you have to do more what's called kind of interruption marketing. You have to try and figure out what they might look like, what they might be interested in, and then put an ad in front of them. So it's a different style of advertising. So for note sellers, it's kind of tricky if you're trying to find that, that one guy in the middle of nowhere that has a nice note. And if that answers your question, hopefully that answers your question. So my take on it is, it's for note sellers, it's not the best place to put your money and effort.
Okay. Well, you've hit several areas: mobile-friendly websites, SEO, pay-per-click, social media. What other tips might you have as we're drawing to a close here on our podcast?
Well, one thing everyone should be doing is, you know, when they get a lead from their website or from direct mail to the website, they need some sort of simple follow-up system. So some sort of, just simple email system. There's so many different autoresponder type programs out there now. Just use one of those. MailChimp has a free one. Just keep in touch with them. When they come to your website, they might not quite be ready to sell a note, but maybe in a few months, you know, keep a database and send them, hey, you came to our website and filled out a form a few months ago. Are you interested? Just keep in touch with those people that didn't sell their note when they reached out to you then. Keep in touch with those people that have been to your website using email automation. There's so many tools out there that do it for you fairly easily.
Well, follow-up is so important, even outside of talking about digital marketing. Just follow-up. I know personally, and I know many, many people talk about this. Jeff Armstrong talks about it in direct mail. You really will be amazed at how often you can buy that note when initially you couldn't, by following up with the person not every day and not every week, but every few weeks, follow up with that contact. People's situations change, and what may have been an offer that they weren't interested in last month, things may change in their life, and they may be very interested in that offer this month. But if you don't follow up, somebody else will find them and get the sale. Do you have any favorite websites that people could go to maybe learn more about what you've been talking about how to market online?
Oh, there's so many. My favorite for me is digitalmarketer.com. They have a massive amount of really good information. So for digital marketing, I would go to digitalmarketer.com. That's where I get a lot of my education. And I would suggest people start there.
All right. Is this something that you can do on your own, just educate yourself if you have the time and do your own SEO and your own maintenance of your website and your own marketing? Or is it necessary to hire a professional?
It's better to, but if you're on a tight budget and you've got the time, you know, it's time or money again. I've been at this a long time, and it does take some effort to learn what you need to do. But anyone that's dedicated can learn it for sure. But it may be more cost effective just to find someone that can help you with that side of the business, and you focus on the notes, negotiating with the note seller and brokering the notes or keeping it for yourself, maybe focusing on that side and find someone that can help you with the marketing side, the digital marketing side. It depends on the person, really,
If you have, I think that's a key point. If you have the time to invest in it, and something you want to do, if you want to, well, it's like anything else, you almost anything else, if you need surgery, I wouldn't recommend you study up and do it yourself, on yourself, but it's like a lot of other things. If you have the time to do it, you can be somewhat competent in it, but if you have some money to invest in it, it's probably money well spent to hire a
professional. Certainly, if you're, if you've got the money, you're better off spending the time learning about the note business and finding someone else to help you with the marketing piece.
I remember reading an article by Dr. Gary North, and he's not in the note space, but he is an economist, PhD, and he mentioned one time, and it's always stuck with me, this is years ago, he said, you know, I'm sitting here writing my newsletter, typing on the computer, writing my newsletter, and he said, outside is a fellow that I hired to cut the grass. He said, my time is more valuable sitting, and I make more money sitting and writing my newsletter than I would cutting the grass. That's why I pay someone else to cut the grass. So his point obviously was there are certain things that you do, I do, everybody else does that will be more productive if we spend our time doing that and hiring professionals to do other things that we maybe can't do as well. Now, cutting grass is not the greatest example, but the example is if I can do something that is more productive for me because I have a certain expertise in that area, certain abilities in that area, whereas other areas like SEO and website development, et cetera, and design and all that, I don't have that expertise. I can either spend time and money learning that, but I still probably won't be as good as the person who's been doing it for years. And by doing that, I'm taking away time from the things that I do the best, whereas my attitude is, hey, I'd rather make money in what I do best and hire a professional to do what they do best. I guess that's sort of an ad for Simon, because Simon, as I said, for those of you who just joined the call, Simon has been doing our SEO work and IT work for the Paper Source for a number of years now. So Simon, again, let people know if they want to get in touch with you and find out what your services are, please let us know what your contact information is.
Just go to my website, localblitz.com, or you can definitely give me a call on my landline, which is 858-771-2040.
And Simon will be speaking again at the Paper Source Note Symposium, papersourceseminars.com, coming up at the end of April in Las Vegas. And we still have a discount. Sign up for that if you want to take a look. We have a video on that website, papersourceseminars.com, and information there if you want to take a look at that and see if that fits into your schedule. We'd love to have you there. And pretty much all of our speakers have agreed to make themselves available for private consultations for anybody who wants them. And I know Simon is willing to do that as well. We appreciate that, Simon.
Yeah, anyone that's in the bar is good.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We sure appreciate everybody who's been on the call today. And if you want to hear it again, go to papersourceonline.com/podcast, PODCASTS, podcasts. And you can hear a replay of this, and some of our other podcasts are posted there as well. And we're not going to have a podcast next week. I'll be in North Carolina and on a business trip. But we hope to have another one within the next couple of weeks. And again, Simon, we sure appreciate you taking the time to be here, and all of you who called in, thank you so much, and look for our next podcast coming up very soon. Thanks again, Simon.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.